1964, we were kids, didn't know about the war. Still wasting time in school. There was Joe and Sue, Jack and Jim, couple more in the second string. All the rest just weren't cool. Oh, we hung around in a little gang, having dreams, making plans for the world outside. But when I see us now, I really find it strange how little, how much we changed in years gone by. I guess it's meant to be that way. Jimmy always played the clown. It was his way of hanging on to the crowd. But when he was down, he'd come around to get his hand on every agent known to man. No matter how, from aspirin to xylitol, Crazy Jimmy tried them all. He was dying. Now he's fine, for he gets up 5 o'clock, runs 10 miles in the LA smog, still crazy. I've heard him say that anything worth really doing should be done until you're falling down. Though he left the road to ruin, he found a new way to the ground. He still ain't found his balance. Joe was never hard to please. When they said go, he went overseas into battle. Like a dog, fought like a man in the saddle. And when Joe came home from Vietnam, they said the war did him no harm. The lion is known to cry and scream at times in his dreams, holding on the nightmares that he sees. So hard to kill this demon. At times the pain drives him insane, trying to regain his balance. Jack and Susie lost no time. They went to college, carried signs in the rallies, and finally with cap and gown they tied the knot and settled down in the valley. Oh, but now they got 2 little boys, places filled with broken toys and dreams. For it seems that Jack, in spite of his degree, moonlights at night in the factory. House and children, but no time for her to grow. Jack is making their first million, and until then they can't let go. I guess they'll lower the balance. We don't talk much anymore. Seems our little gang is bored with calling. Anyway, we're all busy getting on and looking out for number one is all we got in common. business, home, family. Are we ever all that we could be? Trading in our fantasy, we live this part-time life of false security. Seems to me that doers never dream enough, and dreamers often do nothing at all. But to find that middle ground is rough, but I'll be damned if I let go. Stop looking for my balance.